Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a rundown of the top Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc contenders, updates on the Ultra non-zero drop shoes, spoiler alert, I was wrong, and which 100-mile trail run courses are literally on fire. We begin this week with the great Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc preview of 2017. If you were at all on social media, it's not a huge surprise that UTMB is coming up. For goodness sake, it seems like every elite American ultra guy and gal has already been in the Alps for weeks. Except for me. This will quite possibly be the greatest race preview in the history of ultra trail running. Not to mention the greatest race ever. Brace yourselves, Outhouse Nation. Let's get into it. Hwah! First, let's check in on the ladies.
Hola, don't forget about the ladies.
Let's start with the overwhelming favorite, Carolyn Chevreau. She's fresh off a slew of victories, including this year's Hard Rock 100 and Lavaredo Ultra Trail. She also won last year's UTMB. Carolyn is under a bit of heat for her Hard Rock freakout on her pacer in the middle of the night, and thankfully for her supporters, no pacers are permitted at UTMB. Phew. Also up is last year's second place finisher at UTMB, just 7 minutes back, and winner of the 2016 Diagonal de Fou, Andrea Huser. How about the top Americans? We've got Magdalena Boulay, Stephanie Violet, Casey Lichtai, Eliza Lapierre, Amy Sproston, and Meredith Edwards. If you want the complete rundown on the rest of the International Ladies competition, I Run Far has a comprehensive list posted on their website. For the guys, the most amazing thing has to be the return of three past champions that have literally dominated this race over the past decade. Literally, these three men, Kilian Jornet, Francois Dehaene, and Xavier Thévenard, have won 7 of the past 9 UTMBs. Let that shit sink in for a minute. Okay. Other top podium finishers of the past couple years join these dudes to mix things up, including Gediminas Grinius, David Laney, Tim Tollefson, Tofel Constanier, and Miguel Harris. Then you've got other top Americans who are all super talented in their own right to add to the mix. Zach Miller, Jason Schlarb, Jim Walmsley, Sage candidate Jeff Browning, and Andrew Miller. This shit is just straight off the damn charts! Guys, we will be headed to Chamonix this week for the race, and we'll bring you some exclusive coverage in the next edition of this show. Oh, and I myself will be running the 75-mile TDS on Wednesday. Stay tuned and smash that subscribe button for all the updates. Speaking of Mont Blanc, new climbing regulations on the famed mountain peak by Mayor Jean-Marc Pilleix state that access to the summit is now prohibited without proper mountaineering equipment. Our boy Kilian Jornet protested these new rules, saying that it's proper knowledge and climbing experience rather than equipment that makes climbing a safer sport. He properly protested this new regulation by posting a nude photo on social media from the summit. Some are calling the new regulations a response to the quote-unquote Kilian effect, which has inspired some to take a lighter approach to the mountains. Tragically, just this week, Matthew Kraft, a 28-year-old trail runner, fell 300 meters to his death after summiting Mont Blanc without proper mountaineering equipment. Rest in peace, brother. If you tuned in last week, we reported on the first ever non-zero drop ultra shoe called the Hit XT. Well, Ultra responded, and it turns out my math may have been a little bit off. So instead of the reported 24mm stack height in the back and 18mm in the front, the shoe actually features an 18mm stack height in the front and rear with a 6mm removable insole, which still maintains the zero drop platform. My humblest apologies to you, Ultra. Are we good, bro? Britney Spears was once again spotted wearing Hoka shoes ahead of her sold-out Hong Kong show. All I gotta say, Britney, is get those shoes out of the gym and onto the trails, and hit up some of those outdoor stairs. Some sweet ones all across Hong Kong. Forest fires have been a real bitch this year for North American ultras. The latest casualty, the Cascade Crest Classic 100, which took place this past weekend, was switched to an out and back course after local fires shut down half the route. Smoke was still lingering in the air as this Northwest Classic went off rather successfully. Lindsay Hamoudi won the 102-mile distance in 20 hours, 8 minutes, and Caitlin Gerben won for the ladies in 22 hours, 22 minutes. Nice job, y'all. Another course under threat from fire is Hal Kerner's Pine to Palm 100 near Ashland, Oregon. A thunderstorm on August 14th ignited 24 fires, of which 2 are still burning, on a solid first 40 miles of the race course. With 100-degree temperatures forecast and no rain in sight over the next 10 days, it's getting pretty dire. We'll give an update on this next week as it continues to develop. Since we know you enjoyed it, we now have another segment from Ultra Chef.
Hi, I'm Turtle Miller, and I'm the Ultra Chef. I'm here to show you how to make the best damn recovery drink you've ever had. First, you gotta take 12 ounces of water. You don't want too much because then it tastes watered down. Yeah, high quality H2O. Then you take 2 scoops of vanilla recovery. Scratch is awesome, but this muscle milk expires in like a week and a half, so I better use it. 2 scoops. 1. Dose. And then a scoop of orange. Whether it's Scratch or Gatorade, I'm gonna use Scratch because Scratch is awesome. And don't be stingy. 1.5, 2, 1.5 probably good. Ice, because who wants a hot recovery drink? You can put it in a blender bottle, shake it, or you can use your sponsored by Blendtec. Hit the smoothie button.
Whew! Spooky smoke. Don't breathe this.
And voila, 40 seconds later, you're ready to drink it. It makes 12 ounces of recovery awesomeness. Back to you, Jamil.
Ultimate Direction posted this ad on Instagram showing how light one can really go in their new line of packs. It appears Timothy Olsen is running in the nude? Stay tuned for next week's A Race for the Ages, a fixed time weighted race where you run the number of hours of your age in an all right battle for the win. Lots of legendary runners are signed up from the past 4 to 5 decades of our hallowed sport. The eldest of the group is Dan Baglione at age 86, meaning he'll have 86 hours to run. These stars will complete as many 1-mile loops as possible in that set amount of time in Deadman's Park in Manchester, Tennessee. We've got some additional outhouses from our viewers this week. Check them out. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or predictions for who will DNF at UTMB, tweet us, or dip into our Insta DMs, at Mountain Outpost. Have a shitty week. Support this show by becoming a Patreon supporter and directly help the weekly creation of this show. You'll have first dibs at purchasing each week's pair of Jam Jam sunglasses as a bonus. Thanks to your generous support, we just reached our first goal of 100 Patreon supporters, and we'll be filming a challenge you vote on extremely soon. Peace, y'all.